to, let's say, leave your professional job and transition into something that you want to do on your own, whether it's a coaching business, your own entrepreneurial endeavor, whatever it might be, the key thing to know is to be able to do it from love and inspiration, opposed to doing it from fear and desperation. And I see this all the time. So a lot of the clients that I work with are professionals, whether they are maybe in the teaching, lawyers, doctors, psychologists, something like that. And they're trying to transition into something where they want to have more freedom, more flexibility. Usually it's some kind of coaching or some kind of field where they're helping other people. The key thing that I tell them is to make sure you're doing it from love. Make sure you're doing it from inspiration. So instead of just quitting and leaving and then transitioning that way, it's going to take time for you to build your business. On average, it takes 3 to 5 years to build a business. So knowing that it's gonna take some time, the key is not to be infatuated with this idea of leaving and just be like, this is gonna be awesome, I'm gonna have more inspiration, I'm gonna have more time, I'm gonna be able to do these things. The key is to be able to see both sides. How is what you're doing now currently actually helping you to be able to have the life and the freedom that you want later on? So by seeing the positives in the current job that you have, you're actually able to leave with more love. You're able to leave from a place of, I choose to leave. And then what happens is you don't then recreate the same feelings and emotions and situations in your new career or your new endeavor. So how does this actually work? So for one client, for example, so what we're working on now is a plan on how she can kind of exit her professional role into something that's inspiring. And the key things we're working on is just that. So what are the benefits to her current job? What are some of the drawbacks to her being self-employed? Because being self-employed and having a paycheck every week, two different ball games. So by being able to neutralize some of those charges and see the reality of what is, it's gonna have more love for the process, both sides. Another thing that's important in that we're working on with her is some of the fears, some of the subconscious beliefs, because oftentimes when we're going to play bigger, when we're going after our dreams, a whole bunch of beliefs come up. I'm not enough, what if I fail? What if I make a mistake? What if I'm not secure? All these different things. So it's important that you have some tools and some resources to help you navigate the limiting beliefs as well. So step one, figuring out how you can neutralize it. Step two, working through the limiting beliefs. I also recommend having a strategy. So having like actual numbers figured out so that when you do leave, when you do transition, you feel like you're safer. And that way you can serve from a place of love instead of like, I need clients, I need to figure this out, because people can feel that energy. So if you're a professional and you're looking to transition out of what you're doing into maybe more of an entrepreneurial role, into being a solopreneur, and you need a little extra help, clarity, guidance, and strategy, let me know. I love talking about this stuff. We can get you on a free call and I can help you navigate this. So I'm looking forward to talking to you soon. If you have any questions, feel free to message me, reach out, or send me an email.